Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's good to have you with us. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about how we develop priorities. That's the purpose of these broadcasts, very practical ways on how we can bring harmony and balance and effectiveness to our lives. How do we develop priorities? There were three ways: by a definite decision, which is obvious, and priorities are our values, the way of determining that which is important to us. And so we can make a definite decision regarding our priorities. We can be pressured by circumstances or others, or we can simply make no decision. No decision is actually a decision. It's a decision by apathy or default. And by not choosing, or just by the pressures of others, we can develop attitudes and behavior patterns that will not put us in control of our lives. And God wants us to have dominion over our life, especially over our inner life, our attitudes, our thoughts, bringing every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ. It doesn't matter if you're behind bars. We all have that area where we can exercise free will. We can exercise decisions. We can establish priorities. And let me just share some scriptures now that emphasize the importance of making a decision, especially in terms of one's inner life. A couple scripture references from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 25 and 28 says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." What's a city with a broken down and without walls? They're open to enemy attack, aren't they? It's really easy for the enemy to come in and just pillage and rob and steal, murder, kill, destroy, do whatever he wants to do. And beloved, that's why having rule over our own spirit, what goes on within us, our attitudes, our mental outlook, is so important. Proverbs 16 and 32 also says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Those are pretty powerful, something to meditate on. And beloved, we can't live our lives based on the opinions of others. Every one of us, if we're Christians, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not to be judged in terms of our salvation, but in terms of our works and what we have done for Christ. What fruit bearing did we have in our lives? And so we're accountable to the Lord. And it's not your husband, it's not your wife, it's not your pastor. You are going to be standing alone before the God of the universe. And even every idle word, it says, we have to give account for. So that should cause us to walk in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And it's important for us to have accountability in our lives. We cannot be slothful. We can't be lazy. Even if we've gone through great pain and trauma, beloved, we cannot give up our rights as individual human beings responsible for the Lord to make the right decisions. We can't give up the reins. Sometimes it's easy to follow a convenient path, that of least resistance. But God wants us to find the joy of placing our priorities in Him. And if we place our priorities in Him, then we are going to follow the Word of God. And I'm going to be giving you examples from the Word. why it's important for us to have those priorities that God would speak to our hearts. And let me now take some time. We're going to look at some scriptural examples. And what I want to be sharing with you is from the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 16. And this is an example of someone who lived his life according to misplaced priorities. Jesus was speaking a parable, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, verse 16, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." There was a need here, okay? So he said in verse 18, "This will I do." He had an idea. "I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But listen to what God said. Verse 20, "But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Here, beloved, is an example of a man who was wealthy. He had a lot of things, and he was not concerned about God. That was not his priority. His priority was the life he was leading. His priority were his goods, his material possessions, and he was about to pay a terrible price because that night his very soul was going to be required. And beloved, none of us know the moment of our death. You might be in excellent health, but you could be in an automobile accident. You could get on that bus and the bus could be overturned. There are all sorts of terrible things that happen. There's no security in our lives. The only security for a Christian is to know, yes, the Lord will protect us, but that we are walking in such a way that if this was our last breath, we would go to be immediately into the presence of the Lord, because we were doing everything we knew to do. We weren't continuing on in sin in our lives. We were walking in a place of fellowship with the Lord. So this was a man, this parable we just read, it wasn't a man who just left God out of his life, but it was an example of wrong priorities. Now, there's nothing wrong with being rich. That's not the issue. God blessed everything he did. And those who are materially wealthy, or all the blessings we have, whether even if they're an unsaved person, God allowed that to occur in their lives. But he made wrong choices. What did he do? We're going to look at the things he did. He did everything for himself, his barns, his pleasure. That personal pronoun, I, was used 11 times. Now, obviously, what are the things we need to be concerned about? If you're a father, obviously you're providing for your family, you're concerned about your business, your work, whatever responsibilities God has put into your life. A pastor, obviously they're concerned about the church, a minister to fulfill the calling that God has placed on their lives. Everything as a Christian should be under the covering of what God wants or expects of us. And if you set priorities for yourself and just what interests you to the neglect of your family, beloved, you're going to pay for the consequences of that choice, for the consequences of those actions. I can remember years ago, this was just after Brother Glass went home in 1997, I took just a couple of days. I went over by Point Reyes to spend some time with the Lord, and the Lord placed on my heart that relationships are the most important thing in life. First of all, our relationship with the Lord, and then the relationship that God has placed with others in our lives, whether it's immediate family, whether it's there's an regardless of those people, those are the real values. You know, work is never done. I found that in ministry. I'm really busy. I have very little time. But trust me, the work is always going to be there. There's always some more thing to do. But beloved, the relationships we establish are for eternity. I can remember back in Duck Valley, it was in 2008-10, and I was pastoring the historical church there. I was carrying on Unveil Christ Ministries, and beloved, that's a full-time job just right there, okay? And then I was also involved with my Cherokee girlfriend, Reverend Shirley Frisbee, who lives in North Carolina, who was conducting her native Turning Point, and we were part of that, the ministers there. And so there were three areas, and I remember saying to some of the elders in the Duck Valley Church that I was really grieved that I couldn't spend the time that I wanted with the parishioners, if you will, with the people. And yet that was fine at that point in time. That's what I was supposed to be doing. I did everything I could in terms of community involvement, but you see, I even knew then, a pastor, it's not just, you know, preaching on Sunday, it's the condition of the sheep. And beloved, there is no success in a self-centered life. In this parable we've been sharing, all of his references to eating and drinking, bodily and soulish gratifications, beloved, a lot of times, even as Christians, sometimes we indulge in soulish or bodily gratification. Why? It's a cover up the wounds. There are emotional wounds that need healing, and only the Lord is our real source of comfort, deliverance, and healing. Beloved, so often people, we turn to the things that the world gives temporary gratification for, like food or alcohol, but that is not going to satisfy that deep need within for real healing and deliverance. So this is important, beloved. We need to take to heart that we allow God to be the very center of our lives and not the things of this world. Well, my time has flown. I must bring this broadcast to a close. We're going to pick up tomorrow at the same point, looking at what this gentleman did. But until then, I do invite you to write. If you've got prayer needs, I'm here for you. And I'll send back whatever, I'll pray and give back and send to you by mail whatever the Lord would place on my heart. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.